This is Philly Sports with Giovanni.
P-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
This podcast is powered by Eagle Maven of Sports Illustrated.
Blitz is coming. Hurts sees it, gets rid of it. It's caught for the touchdown!
Here's your host, Giovanni Hamilton.
Hey guys, so as most of y'all know, I am going to the Super Bowl, and before I do that, I want to give y'all my overview. So, I just want to stress this point for specifically the defense in this game. I think we keep Patrick Mahomes contained. We keep him in the pocket, and that'll be the best option for us. With that ankle injury, I don't think it'll be hard, but the pocket is, keeping him in the pocket is where he's most uncomfortable, because, you know, you see him roll out, you see him, get comfortable outside of the pocket and sling it to Travis Kelce, throw it downfield to a receiver, or run the ball. So keep him in the pocket, that'll be the best option for us. And then I'd say if we can double team Travis Kelce, I think that would make it easier for our defense and get the offense out there more, because I feel like there will be more punt situations for the Chiefs if we double team Travis and keep Patrick in the pocket. So that's my defensive overview, but for the offense, I'd say we just gotta keep doing our thing. We got a good thing going for us, and I think that we give Kenny Gainwell the ball. We just give him the rock. We give pretty much all our backs the ball. Give him the rock. Let him run. Run the dang ball, and then I'd say that. That'll be our winning strategy. So, yeah, that's kind of my insight about the Eagles game for sure. I think it'll be a pretty tough game against the Chiefs. I think it'll be my score prediction is 41-13 Birds, obviously. But like I said, I think it'll be a pretty hard game. You know, looking at this Chiefs team, they're pretty complete, but, you know, our team's complete too. Last year, looking back, we didn't have the guys that we have this year. To be honest, I think that some big plays that are going to happen this week to finish off the season, I think that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson will get a pick, and I think Darius Slay will get a pick. The guy has been talking about it throughout media night. I think that he needs one to keep his sanity. He really wants one, and I think that drive will get him one in this game. So that's my overview of this Eagles game. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Next, we have on Manny Bates. Hey guys, welcome back to the Giovanni Show. Today we have on Manny Bates. What's up, man?
How you doing, Gio? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm so excited to have you on. So, the first question I have for you is, what does it mean to you to be a part of a kid again?
Oh, man. You know, being in Indiana these past few months has been great overall. But being a part of a kid again has just been a tremendous experience. I'm getting to hang out with so many awesome kids, you know. Like, I have a soft spot for kids. Honestly, I think you guys are, like, the toughest. Just mentally, because you guys are going through something not everybody else is going through. So I'm just glad to be around you guys, and I'm grateful for Kid Again for allowing me to join you today.
For sure, and I appreciate you being a part of it, because I know that I've been a part of many of their experiences, and to have people like you on board is just amazing, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What is your goal with a kid again?
Like I said, like I always just enjoy being around kids. Honestly, I didn't have much awareness about a kid again, but honestly, like my goal, my end goal is just to put a smile on you guys' face. Hopefully I can keep working with the kid again for years and years to come, because it's a wonderful organization. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to put a smile on your guys' face and make you guys feel good. That's all.
Hey man, you got me smiling already. So you're already succeeding at that. So if you weren't playing basketball, what would you be doing with your life right now?
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. Okay. If I wasn't playing basketball, I would probably try to go into art. I'm a big drawer. So I would try to probably try to be an artist of some sort. Yeah. Probably something with art.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite thing about Indiana?
Well, just being a part of Butler University, Butler has been great to me these past few months. The coaching staff has been great. Teammates are wonderful. I'm just enjoying my time here overall. There's no one singular thing that I can say is the best thing about Indiana right now. I'm just loving my experience with it, with the team right now.
Yeah, I know for me, Indiana's been great to me. I moved here about a year ago, a
Oh,
few
yeah.
years ago, actually. It was a year that I've been here, so it's been great to me. And yeah, it's just a great community around here. And Butler fans cheer loud, man. So
Very loud.
I can only imagine for y'all players.
Oh yes, absolutely. Butler fans are the best.
For sure. So I know that you mentioned that you really like art, but is there anything else that you're good at that non-basketball wise? Like, what is your kind of hidden talent?
Oh, a hidden talent of mine. I would probably say play the piano. Not many people know I play the piano. So I just kind of like dabble here and there between drawing and playing the piano from time to time.
What's your favorite song to play on the piano?
Oh, I'm like a slow R&B kind of guy. So it's a slow song called Quiet Miss Home by James Arthur. It's a pretty good one.
I'm gonna have to go listen to that. I can play
Absolutely.
the introduction to Bohemian Rhapsody on
You
piano.
can.
I was pretty excited when I learned
Oh
that.
yeah, you're elite. You're elite if you can do that.
So yeah.
You're elite.
So is there a specific team that you have been kind of wanting to be drafted by in the NBA, or are you just riding the wave?
I'm just riding the wave, I just know I'll be blessed with the opportunity. I don't have any particular team. Yeah, I just want to get to that level. It doesn't matter the team to me.
Hey man, I am a Sixers fan for life, but I am a Manny Bates fan for life too. So
I appreciate that.
whatever team you go to, I'll be rocking a Manny Bates jersey,
For sure.
even if it's the Celtics.
Absolutely, no doubt.
I've been doing a anti-bullying campaign, and to end the show, I just kind of wanted to ask you, how is anti-bullying, how can we change it, or how can we stop bullying in general for our generation and the next generation?
I try to find like my way around it is just trying to treat people with nothing but love, and that's how you get it back. But also like trying to understand why people bully. Like there might be something going on in their personal life to where they can't express themselves, so they do it in a negative way. Not saying that it's positive, but I feel like just trying to come together as one, just loving each other, showing love to one another. I feel like that's been the biggest part, and trying to extinguish out that negative energy,
For sure. And I appreciate you coming on today, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on, and thank you again for being a part of A Kid Again.
Thank you. I'm glad to be a part.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Hey guys, as this is my last podcast of the 2022 season, I just want to thank you all for just an incredible season, and want to thank you guys for always supporting me, always being there for me, and always helping me through tough times. Want to thank you guys for helping me continue carrying out my dream of being an NFL broadcaster and journalist. I really love doing this podcast, and you guys seem to be loving listening to it, so I appreciate all of you, appreciate all the support, and as always, go Birds! Thank you guys for always listening, and like I said, always being there. Here's to a great season, and on to the next.